Why did you? This is a show from radio. We're a group of stations bringing new and forgotten ways of making radio to our listeners. Each week, we give artists the challenge to make radio that works across the whole of Europe and beyond. Artists, get on with it.
Everybody's radio, no matter where you tune. Now I don't talk and I don't dance, I don't even croon. I'm not the handsome leading man with muscles big and strong, but I'm the guy, the lucky guy who gets to ring the gong. For I'm the sound effects man. I'm the sound effects man.
This is Tom Rowe with Free 103.9 and WGXC 90.7 FM in upstate New York for the Radio Network of Stations Around the World, talking about sound effects. And as the Ruth Davis song said, sound effects man or woman, someone who works behind the scenes of a radio, theater, film, video game, or other production. In 1931, the BBC published the essay, The Use of Sound Effects, linking the term forever with radio. It would be a great mistake to think of them as analogous to punctuation marks and accents in print. They should never be inserted into a program already existing. The author of a broadcast play or broadcast construction ought to have used sound effects as bricks with which to build, treating them as of equal value with speech and music. That was From the Use of Sound Effects, published in 1931 by the BBC. The BBC grouped six totally different primary genres of sound effect, they called. The realistic confirmatory effect, the realistic evocative effect, the symbolic evocative effect, the conventionalized effect, the impressionistic effect, and music as an effect. In film, they're generally considered four different kinds of sound effects. Hard sound effects are common sounds that appear on screens, such as door slams, weapons firing, and cars driving by. Background or BG sound effects are sounds that do not explicitly synchronize with the picture, but indicate setting to the audience, such as forest sounds, buzzing insects, fluorescent lights, and such. Foley sound effects are sounds that synchronize on screen and require the Foley artist to record properly footsteps, for example, in conjunction with the images on screen. Design sound effects are sounds that do not normally occur in nature or are impossible to record in nature. These sounds are used to suggest futuristic technology and science fiction.
I'm the smack of the glove as a prize fighter pokes. I'm the thunderous applause for the movie star folks. I'm the record that laughs at the comic's old jokes. For I'm the sound effects man.
Oh. back.
Are you tired of your flying saucer always breaking down on your way to Mars?
Wish you could get more bang for your whoopee at the gas pump?
Well, here at Flying Saucer Mart, we have the perfect flying saucer for you.
It goes as fast as light. It comes in a variety of colors and only costs you 75 whoopee.
Come down to 375 Bionic Ave in Pluto City and fly home with a new used flying saucer today.
In the United States, the 1940s is considered the golden age of radio. And before it competed with televised images, sound effects professionals were a part of nearly every radio show. In the case of one show, Fibber McGee and Molly, one sound effect gag became a recurring joke.
Are you ready?
As soon as I get my hat, dearie.
Well, hurry up, Molly. This is the most important meeting since I've been chamber of the president of the Chamber of Commerce. Where's my speech?
In your portfolio.
Yeah, I know, but where's my portfolio? Oh, I know. It's right here in the hall closet. Straighten out that closet one of these days.
Another genre of comedy was named after a sound effect. Slapstick comes from bata choa, a slapstick, a club-like object composed of two wooden slats used in theater and radio theater. When struck, the bata choa produces a loud smacking noise. The little force transfers from the object to the person being struck. Actors may thus hit one another repeatedly with great audible effect while causing very little actual physical damage. It was one of the earliest sound effects.
Now, you had to make a sound when George Bailey, I think, gets his ear slapped by Mr. Gower, right?
Yes. And
if you've seen the movie, that's right at the beginning of the movie. How do you make that sound?
Well, originally I wanted to use a slapstick, and here's a slapstick right here. That's where the word slapstick comedy comes from. But the thing is, a slapstick, implies that the violence isn't real, and people, you know that it's over-the-top cartoon violence, and so that wouldn't have been appropriate, because it is a serious moment in the show. And I really didn't know what to do, and finally the director that year, Sean Murray, said, "Oh, Scott, just clap your hands together." And of course he was right.
In 2010, Scott Paulson did sound effects for a stage version of It's a Wonderful Life, and he did an interview with KPBS in the United States about his sound effects work.
Tell me how you become a sound effects person. Is it just a matter of using your imagination and saying, "Oh gosh, this would be cool to use for this kind of sound in a radio play," or do you have resources you can use to know that something is going to sound like something else?
There are industry standards. For instance, what sound do you think this is?
I think that sounds like you're walking through snow.
That is correct. The industry standard for walking through snow is to squeeze a box of cornstarch. And right now, the packaging of cornstarch is changing. They're moving it to little canisters. So, oh my God, I bought a case of it recently because I need to have my boxes of cornstarch. There are two sounds that are in the show that are very hard. And one of them is sound of breaking glass. And you can't really break glass on stage because that's dangerous. Although normally what people do is they would have a window pane, an old window, in a bag, in a thick bag, and they might shatter the glass while it's inside the bag. Yeah. But the thing is, you can't reload. So for me, what I ended up doing was I took some Meinl chimes and a little airline bottle of liquor, and I throw it onto the Meinl chimes, which are laying on a table. So it sounds something like this. Did that sound like breaking glass to you?
Yes, it did. Absolutely.
Thank you. I'm so grateful.
And that was your little liquor bottle on top of what? What was it rubbing
These little
against?
Dangly minor chimes. You've heard these. These are a delightful cliche. The sound.
Oh, and that's what they sound like when they're
used
played,
properly.
Played the way you're supposed to play them. But you discovered this way to make it sound like breaking glass.
The other hard sound is splash, because the water is also dangerous on stage. There's a lot of electrical equipment. And if you do use water, what you do is you have a tub of water, and instead of throwing something in water, you pull something out of the water. That actually makes a better sound and is less of a splash zone. But still, we couldn't do water, so I have this wave drum. I'm going to grab it right now.
Okay. He's grabbing a round thing.
This is a shallow drum. Kind of looks like one of those needlepoint round things you put your needlepoint in. And it's closed on top and bottom and filled with little BBs. It's supposed to be the sound of ocean waves. Now, the George jumps into a river, so instead I shake it and it makes a splash. It's going to be loud. Uh-oh. Here's one more splash, because there's two splashes in the show. And that was the hardest sound. I ended up buying hundreds of dollars worth of cymbals that I tried out. They like this one, you like that one, you like this one, 150, 125, sold! But no, they didn't like any of the cymbals. They were too musical.
Of course, there's all sorts of sound effects in pop music from the 1950s through today. That's MIA's Paper Planes. Here's one example of a sound effect in a pop song. First, we'll hear the naked BBC sound effect, and then its application in Prince's Pop Life.
Welcome to the 80s and 90s. to the 80s and 90s. Welcome. Welcome to the U.S. 80s, 90s. Welcome to the 1890s. Like a 50s, 80s, 90s. Welcome to the U.S. 80s, 90s. Welcome to the 80s and 90s. 80s, 90s. Welcome to the 80s. Welcome to the U.S. 80s, 90s. Welcome to the U.S. 80s and 90s. Welcome to me, the U.S. 80s and 90s.
Was The Haunted Radio by the band Dymaxion. Certainly a treasure trove of sound effects. Some people hear sound effects forwards and backwards.
For those of you who might have just joined us late in the broadcast, we're talking with Michael Mills, Minister of Youth and Evangelism at the Family Altar Chapel in Battle Creek, Michigan.
Led Zeppelin's Stairway to Heaven again was voted the most popular tune of rock's history. Keep that in mind as I share this taped excerpt with you. The subliminal message is a satanic message that was put on their record, Stairway to Heaven, in reverse. And what I mean by in reverse is by taking the record, putting it in a neutral position, and spinning the record backwards. The needle will go in the opposite direction. You say that, I've never heard of anything like that before. Probably not, but many, many people have. And this is where I'm talking about that I believe that we can hear this with our subconscious mind, and you're going to hear it in a few moments. I want to explain to you what their message is. Now, we spun this backwards in a studio, and the tape of what we've got is about to come up. They sing backwards in human voices. Now, mind you, it made sense on both sides. It wasn't a bunch of garble on one side and played it in reverse and it made sense. It made sense on both sides. They sang in human voices in reverse, "Listen, we've been there." Then they sing in reverse now, "Because I live."
"Because I live."
"Serve me."
"Serve me."
"There's no escape in it."
"There's no escape in it."
"Satan."
"Satan."
"If we."
"If we."
"Gotta live for Satan."
"Gotta live for Satan."
Foley is live sound effects recorded on a soundstage in sync with the picture to replace any sound that needs to be replaced. The first time that I ever found out that this job existed, I just said, this is for me. You get to play in the dirt all day and come up with funny props. A bunch of celery for some high-end crunch and a nice wet chamois will give me a fleshy sound.
I'm going to take some breakfast cereal, put it in here with the cornstarch.
These are gloves with paper clips taped onto the ends for the dog claws, and you get a good paw sound out of the glove.
The creative part of this job is using anything and everything that'll work, whether it's real or not. The Foley philosophy is do it till it's right, period.
Thank you.
Stop.
Bene, vai, buona vista.
What could we do without the sound effects, man, that radio racketeer? Tune your dial and listen a while. This is what you'll hear. There's a knock up on the door. That's the sound effects, man. Here's a kiss and maybe more. That's the sound effects, man. If you like a ring, he'll give you a ding, ding, ding. And even in the early morn, you'll hear him blowing his horn. Cowboys riding fit to bust. That's the sound effects, man. Three more Redskins bite the dust. That's the sound effects, man. He has such an awful lot to do, and yet he very seldom ever misses a cue. He's a three-alarm fire and the fire chief, too. There goes the sound effects, man. When the wind is howling. That's the sound effects, man. Hear the thunder growling. That's the sound effects, man. When the battle is raging, he's right in the middle of the fray. But when he blows his whistle, crime doesn't pay. Benny's old Maxwell chugging right along. That's the sound effects, man. When K. Kaiser gets the answer all wrong. Students! That's the sound effects, man. Hear those footsteps. What a lot of noise they make. This is what you hear on information, please, when they make a big mistake. Tailspin Tommy in his aeroplane. That's the sound effects, man. When Jerry Colonna breaks a window pane. That's the sound effects, man. He has gadgets by the score, from a peanut whistle to a cannon's roar. When Fibber opens up his closet door, look out! Well, I guess he must have cleaned out the closet. Woo! That's Willie Spicer, the sound effects man.
Thanks for tuning in to Free 103.9 and WGXC on the radio network. And you can go to free103.9.org or wgxc.org for more information about any of the artists or works you heard on this show.